We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for Crossfire. My opponent this week is Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. Paul, today's question, and I like this question. I think it's interesting. Should the Giants pick more offensive or defensive players in the first three rounds of this year's draft?
Three rounds, which means it
days
could
one
be,
and two.
It could be 3-0, or it could be 2-1.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to go for defensive players, because I still believe that the Giants have much more fortification to do on defense, whether or not they get themselves another pass rusher, whether or not they get themselves another cover corner, whether or not they get themselves another guy to help the depth at linebacker. I think the draft is so strong in defense that you can get guys in the first three rounds that can really help you out.
I think what you say makes a lot of sense, Paul, but here's my argument for the offensive side of the ball, and I really think this could be where the Giants go here. They still have a very, very big needed wide receiver. Reuben Randall moved on, Victor Cruz with the injury, Dwayne Harris, the only other guy that had significant playing time last year. They need a receiver. So if they don't have a receiver on the first 2 days, I'd be surprised.
Okay.
I'd also be very surprised if they don't select an offensive lineman on the first 2 days to play either right tackle or right guard and probably right tackle. So I think two of the first three picks will be a wide receiver and a right tackle, unless something happens in free agency before the draft, which is possible, but that's why I'm going offense.
Both very logical arguments.
That's Crossfire. Paul Dottino, John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.